About 25 years ago, there were more than 100 self-described feminist bookstores in North America, focusing on books written by and for women. Like most independent bookstores, their numbers have dropped dramatically over the years. One of the few still standing is in Chicago. Women and Children First is also one of the largest, and the owners say they've had a great run, but now they're looking for a buyer. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Once a week, a parade of children, many in strollers pushed by parents or nannies, come to Women and Children First, where they are greeted by store co-owner Linda Boobin.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
For the next half hour, Boobin will read stories, sing songs, and recite rhymes with the kids.
This is called When Lions Roar. How do the lions go?
Roar.
Jess Bauer, a nanny, brings the two-year-olds she watches every week to the bookstore. She's heard about the owner's plan to sell.
I hope it stays independent, you know, because it's such an important spot to have in the neighborhood. There aren't a lot of other stores nearby, a lot of other bookstores.
Women and Children First opened 34 years ago in 1979. Linda Boobin's business partners, Ann Christofferson. They were graduate students in literature and often couldn't find books in print of women authors they wanted to study.
So, you know, that's when it occurred to us that, hey, there's a hole in the marketplace here that we could fill.
Christofferson says with $15,000 between them and the help of friends, they built their own bookshelves and spent money on books.
We wanted wide berth for, you know, not just feminist-themed material, but also just to support the work of women in books and in community.
And to provide children's books, especially books about girls.
That took a while to develop in publishing, where there were, you know, really heroic little girls.
Or just active.
Active, right.
Active, not right. Passive. Not waiting to be rescued, but, you know, going about their lives.
Mm-hmm. Over the years, the bookstore and its reputation grew, and big-name authors, as well as unknowns, have made women and children a must-stop on their book tours.
I first met them in 1982. That was when my very first book was published.
Popular mystery writer Sarah Paretsky introduced the tough female detective V.I. Warshawski in her novel Indemnity Only.
A store like Women and Children, which will aggressively look for women's voices, is in a way more important now because there's so much clamor out there in the blogosphere, and it's hard for any one voice to be heard.
Like most independent stores, Women and Children First struggled with competition from big box stores and, says Boobin, a faltering economy.
Every challenge that came along, we really faced. We didn't turn away from.
And the bookstore used different strategies to operate with less money. For instance, Christofferson slashed her salary for several years. The store sold textbooks to local colleges, and it joined a successful lawsuit against Barnes & Noble and the now defunct Borders. Christofferson says it's time now for them to retire and for someone new to take on the job she and Boobin love.
The economy's really much better now. You were doing just fine, and I think there are opportunities to do better with some younger, more energetic person.
Or some older, energetic person, says Christofferson, looking for a new career or just wanting to carry on the mission and the purpose of a feminist bookstore like Women and Children First. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.